Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fabulous edition of Coffee Conversations with Cinti, and we are coming straight at you from our Centen offices. As usual, I've got a special guest in the coffee seat. Kevin, welcome to it.
Thank you very much, Cinti. I'm excited to be here. It's an honor to be on your show. And yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. Let's do it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving us your time. You are one of the big wave of influencers, and you've built a huge profile. How did that all start?
Thank you, number one.
Yeah.
It's always a bit strange to me when, you know, I'm actually, you know, acknowledged that way, because I don't want to come off as, you know, one of those guys who's like,
oh, okay.
You know, like, yeah. Oh, I'm an influencer. You know what I mean?
I'm a big deal.
Yeah.
Though you are.
Thank you. But I guess, you know, it is true in a sense. Like, I have managed to build something with social media and with myself and a blog and stuff like that. And
all right.
I'm very proud of where I've got so far. And yeah, I started in 2013.
All right. How old were you back then? That's a long time ago.
I was 18.
Yeah. Oh, so still in high school.
I just finished matric, and it was literally in the first week of varsity.
Okay.
I went and I started studying journalism.
All right.
Because that's where my heart always was. That's,
yeah.
You know, what I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I just, originally I was starting a blog, and that's how I got into the whole idea of this. But
all right. What was the subject line? What was the blog talking about?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So basically, I wanted to write about everything like lifestyle and events and celebrities and pop culture, and that was always my passion.
Yeah.
And although some people don't see that as much of a, you know, passion, I was just completely obsessed with it. And
right.
The main reason for starting my blog was I was upset that, you know, decent sized companies weren't giving young people a chance.
Okay.
And I thought, if I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do it myself.
Yeah.
And you know, I did, and it turned out much better than I expected.
So, all right.
There was a complete like lack of connection between young people really wanting experience, you know, having to beg for it.
Okay.
And you know, companies not willing to offer it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the time internships happen, but you know, people aren't being paid enough, or you know, it's just people are traveling long distances.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, if I have the resources, why not do it myself and see what I can do?
Yeah.
At least I can do is try.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, that's very interesting. And the term influencer gets thrown around quite a bit, and you refer to yourself as an influencer. What does that mean to you?
So for me, having social influence is, you know, first and foremost, like, you know, when everybody thinks influencer, they obviously probably think of like something like the Kardashians and Fit Tummy Tea and you know, people like that. But I like to think of it as a person who has a certain set of interests, and you know, they take that interest and they really work with it to create a profile for themselves.
Yeah.
And a way that, you know, they can influence other people. I mean, there's no other way to say it, but you are influencing other people.
Other people, yeah.
The things that you do, the products that you use.
Exactly.
The lifestyle that you live.
Yeah.
What you are is, you know, sometimes there's no other way to say it, but sometimes you may be a little bit of a walking billboard.
Yeah. All right. Does it work from your perspective?
I've had moments where,
okay,
where I thought this was the best thing ever. Like, this is, you know, I can't believe I'm doing this with my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I work so well with the brand, and we have the perfect connection, and the people give me such an amazing response.
Yeah.
And then I've had such epic failures where,
okay,
I thought, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
Am I really this person? Do people really see me this way? I've worked with some brands that I don't align with at all.
The problem came as a result of you not being aligned to that brand.
And right, you know, when you're young like that, and when you're starting out, you're willing to grab anything because you're just so desperate to be a part of this world.
Yeah.
And I mean, technically, you know, myself and a lot of other people, we were the first wave of like, you know, influences, and what does that really mean? And
we didn't
know ourselves.
You were just having fun.
We were just having fun.
Getting paid for it.
And getting paid for it. And honestly, I thought this was the best thing ever.
Yeah. Have you seen any results off of any campaigns that you've collaborated on with
clients?
Yes,
no. I mean, no. I really have seen great results with, you know, majority of the stuff that I've done. And
okay, are you able maybe to offer a concrete evidence, so to speak, or a case study?
Yeah.
Just in short.
I mean, I won't fully reveal the brand.
Yeah,
I guess,
of course, yeah.
I do work very closely with a skincare company. It's a big international brand.
And all right.
In the beginning, for me, it was just the biggest honor because I had looked at these products growing up.
Yeah.
You know, knowing I could never afford them.
Okay.
I would never, you know, be able to buy this myself. And
yeah.
Now all of a sudden they had approached me saying, hey, we want to work with you. We want to give you products to use.
Yeah.
We want you to almost, you know, technically be a bit of a brand ambassador influencer for us.
Yeah.
I thought that was the best thing ever. And because I never really delved much into skincare, I was a man, and you know, a lot of the time, you know, women and skincare go well together, but men,
yeah.
There's always that preconception that men don't need skincare. They, you know,
it was basically clientele.
Yeah.
Get into a whole new different market with their product. Yeah.
And I was really scared at first, but I was really excited because this was just a big brand that I'd always aspired to. And I decided to put my own twist on it.
Yeah.
I did what I thought was right. And for example, like, I'm going to give you a very practical example of some of the results that I saw. They would send me a product worth like 500 rand. And they would obviously pay me an amount to, you know, do content on this product, take photos of myself, do a blog article on it. And then they would obviously give me a link where people could shop.
All right.
And this link would come directly from my blog or from my Instagram or social media pages.
Yeah.
And every product ordered off that link kind of indicates to the company, you know, how much people have bought because of your influence.
Okay.
So this is, I mean, I think I'm going very practical into this example, but I think, you know, if I was, you know, I was me probably about 3 or 4 years ago, I'd want to hear this now because nobody would be able to explain it to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, it turned out, you know, they sold like a bunch of stuff and my influence. And I mean, like I keep saying, it sounds a bit, you know, I don't know, pretentious to say that, but in a way it made me feel quite proud that I actually do have a voice.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you could make a difference.
I
as
could
well.
Make a difference in the sense of like the way men look after themselves, and you know, it's okay to not always be macho. Sometimes you can have that moment for yourself.
For yourself.
And I think that's what the brand was really trying to create. Like, you know, women have all these things, but men can, you know, have the same kind of, you know, approach to their well-being and their health and the way they look after their skin.
Yeah. All right. What channels are you very active on, or you're everywhere? In terms of social media,
I think I'm everywhere.
Okay.
My main channel obviously is Instagram.
Okay.
And for me, that's been the trickiest channel because I think I've had Instagram now since 2012.
All right.
And in the beginning, you know, obviously when I started out, I wasn't even in the media space. I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was just posting silly pictures with friends, and I wasn't getting anywhere. I wasn't investing in it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as time grew on, and I started going to events with my blog and stuff like that.
All right.
I started taking pictures of myself, and I was saying, "Well, I'm here tonight. I'm doing this." And then eventually, my Instagram started taking off beyond my blog.
Okay.
And people wanted to work with me instead of the blog.
Ah.
And I was just so confused by this because, you know, I was like, well, you know, I'm doing this for a brand that I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
But people want me and I'm not a brand.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's like the beginning of how I've figured out influence marketing was a thing. People want to attach, you know, brands and products to people and not an empty site where they can just read something.
Ah, okay. So that human need to be interconnected and to,
if a person's using it, you can relate to them. Like, ask them, what does it do? Like, how you know, how's it working for you?
Exactly.
And I think that's really where I began to understand why it was me and not a brand.
Not a brand.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about your transitioning from an influencer into the media space. How did that happen, and how much of an influence did being an influencer have on your career path?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie and say that, you know, it was an easy transition, because it was one of the hardest things I'd had to do, from working for myself to, you know, going to another company and, you know, starting that whole digital, like, transition.
Yeah.
But I also admit that, you know, being an influencer opened up so many doors without me realizing it.
Okay.
And the technical name that I built for myself was, you know, and, you know, people already knew me before I knew them. They knew that I worked on these brands and that, you know, I'd given past experience. And, you know, when I moved over to my first digital agency, I was looking to, you know, which is Artifact Advertising, where I, you know, I do a lot of my work now.
Okay.
That I was looking to, you know, expand, kind of become the person who was behind the projects instead of, you know, actually being the one doing the projects.
Yeah.
I wanted to see, you know, and investigate further on how to actually, you know, work with an influencer instead of being one.
Okay.
Because I figured out, like, you know, there's no ways that I could possibly do this forever, because trends come and go.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'd like to learn more about social media and everything around it, and, you know, actually the, you know, the nitty gritty of it, like how things actually work. Instead of just posting a picture, I want to know about algorithms and best practices, and I want to know how to, you know, really take that knowledge and utilize it and give it to other people.
Yeah. But also, I guess at the same time, that knowledge helps you to grow and expand your own space, isn't it? And from your perspective now, do you think influencer marketing is expanding, or is just a fad that's here today and gone in 60 seconds?
It's, and I can tell you, Cindy, like, this is the question that I wasn't dreading, but I'm like, what do I say here?
Because
it's a very true statement that in the past couple of years, it has gone a bit downhill, not because there haven't been opportunities, but it's because people are losing trust in influencers.
Ah, okay.
And this is where I had to take a look at my own kind of, you know, way I was working, and I thought, you know, if I'm not aligning to brands that really do fit me, you know, how will I get people to trust me if I'm doing something that I'm just taking money for?
Exactly.
And I think that's where our problem is now. A lot of people are doing things for the money and not because they actually relate to a brand.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, PR companies and firms are giving influencers projects without vetting them before.
Yeah.
In a sense, like saying, does this person really fit with our brand? Does this person, you know, really, are they really going to add value to this campaign? And that's the problem. They're giving, you know, people wrong things to do, wrong things to use, I guess. And it doesn't match up.
Yeah.
And that's where people get a little bit frustrated, because it's like, you know, you've never driven a car, and all of a sudden you're driving this big fancy car. You
know, there's a huge disconnect. Yeah.
There's a huge disconnect between who you really are and what this is. So I probably about a year ago, I went through like a bunch of like life changes, and I was like, you know what, is this what I want to do? Do I want to carry on with this?
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning, it was a mistake in a sense that I had become an influencer.
Oh, okay.
And then I began to enjoy it, and I began to embrace it, but I changed so much from the person who just wanted to start that blog and write about what he loves.
Yeah.
That I had to take a serious look at what I was doing, and, you know, the people who I was influencing in a sense. Because I am influencing people, and I at the end of the day, I don't, you know, want to lie to them. I don't want to try and sell something that I would never use myself.
That's very profound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the funniest thing happened. I stopped for a while, and I just started being me. I mean, the Instagram photos that I posted.
Finding yourself once again,
Because the media industry, it sucks you up really sometimes.
Yeah, and okay.
It sometimes makes you into a person digitally, I guess, that you are not in real life.
All right.
And I started being, you know, more me. I started saying no to more things.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, that's when I started, you know, getting twice the amount of followers. I started getting
okay.
twice the amount of messages, more engagement. People, you know, liked the fact that, you know, I was being extremely real for a change.
Okay.
I wasn't saying, oh, I'm using...
That's a huge insight. Yeah. You sound like staying true to self and finding your center and maintaining your center always is very important. In other words, being trustworthy, those are some of the values that you live by, being authentic. But then is it easy to balance that when at the end of the day you need to pay bills? Is it easy to balance the two?
I can tell you, wow, that is a good question. And it is the truth, because, you know, if you're a good influencer, then you won't be able to pay your bills. Unfortunately, that's the truth. If you're a bit of a bad influencer, you're gonna have a lot of money because you're gonna be taking on a lot of
everything's
projects.
Taking on all the chaff.
But if you're good, you'll know that, you know, the followers that you have, the readership that you have, will stay there because you're being real. And they're not gonna go away anytime soon because they don't think you're a real person. And, you know, in the industry, I've seen a lot of people come and go, and they'll earn a certain amount of money that's a lot, and it bombs out really quickly. And the thing is, you know, longevity for me, I'd rather take on one or two projects a month and really believe in the brand and let the brand believe in me, instead of saying, you know, every weekend I'm going out, every night I'm holding this bottle of alcohol, I'm at this club, when that's real life, people know I love my Netflix, I love staying in bed, so it's all about that, in my opinion.
Alright, and influencer marketing has become more of a profession. Is that an aspiration for you? Is that something that you want to take on as a full-time profession, or you still want to stay true to self and make that difference that you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to, honestly, 100%. I could make that my life 100, all the time, I would honestly be, you know, one of the happiest people alive. But like I said, you know, I think that I've got more growing to do, and I don't, you know, often people think, you know, a lot of the time, I completely lost my
train
of thought, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. you had obviously spoken about this earlier on. And how do you think being an influencer and being in the influencer marketing space has helped you to understand people more, to understand how social media works as well?
Definitely. I mean, first off, I'll start off really practically, and I can say now I know social media really well, and I've got great connections with people who work at the social media platforms, I guess. And I'm forever being invited saying, you know, come learn about this new feature, or, you know, we want to show you how to do this to maximize this. And, you know, for me, I find that so grateful, because I know that I'm always, you know, on track. I'll be applying that not to just my influencer life, but to my work life as well. So that's great for me, that I can have, you know, a continuous knowledge that, you know, that would happen.
No, it's okay. Kevin, I think we've kept you for too long today, but thank you so much for gracing us. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin McLennan, an influencer of note, an introspecting one. I think that really came through for me in this interview, was that you really want to always be authentic and you don't want to be lying to your audience. And I think that's very profound. I wish you all the best in your growth trajectory. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much once more for joining us this morning. Please go on to our social media pages and follow closely our conversations. Always hit the like button.
Always
subscribe. And you can download this and other of our episodes on iTunes and Spotify. But it's been a sobering interview, and I think a lot of us will be introspecting from here on. Until next time, we love you, but we have to leave you.
Thank you very much.